In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. Daniel Bartlett was born April 11, 1756, in Cumberland, Rhode Island, to John and Deborah Phillips Bartlett. He served on the ship Alfred, commanded by Captain John Paul Jones, entitled to prize shares of the Mellish and the brig Active. The ship Alfred was placed in commission at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on December 3, 1775, originally commanded by Captain Dudley Saltonstall. The Alfred was the flagship of Commodore S. Hopkins, Continental Navy flotilla during the remainder of 1775 and the first 4 months of 1776. After this time, the ship was under the command of Captain John Paul Jones, and in October of 1776, Captain Jones was given orders by the Continental Congress to free captured American soldiers that were being transported from New York to Nova Scotia, where they would sit on prison ships. On the morning of the 13th of November, 1776, Jones, aboard the 30-gun warship USS Alfred and followed by the 12-gun sloop of war USS Providence, captured the armed transport HMS Mellish. The HMS Mellish, however, wasn't transporting prisoners, but was en route to Quebec from Liverpool. She had many prominent Canadian citizens on board, but more importantly, 10,000 winter uniforms destined for General John Burgoyne. The captured uniforms were incredibly valued to the Continental Army. They arrived just in time for General Washington's troops to wear them before their famous crossing of the Delaware and the surprise attack at the Battle of Trenton. Daniel married Phoebe Arnold on May 22, 1782, in Cumberland, Providence, Rhode Island. They had 8 children. Daniel, while the exact date of his move to St. Genevieve County is not recorded, is reported to have died in St. Genevieve County, Missouri, sometime after 1810. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like more information about Daniel Bartlett, please go to krcu.org.